You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Church, where they weren't getting down on religious and tradition. When the pastor walked the aisle, I checked myself, pastor, because I was trying to get me another boyfriend. Don't worry about it. Don't point your finger at me, some of y'all too. I was scouting out to get me another boyfriend. And the pastor walked down the aisle, scared me straight. I said, "Ooh, God, don't let them call me, because that'll make me an appointment. See that brother after church. I'm known as one. Get down like that. I got some Jesus, but I'm going to get something else." And I began to keep going. And God began to work on me. The pastor would say, "Oh, you're cute." I said, "I don't feel cute right about now." But I began to scream my act out because I saw love. Love will scream your tail up when you tell the truth. This pastor will come and get you, don't care who you are, because they walk like that. Either you want it or you reject it. And that's the hour now. We said we want it, but there's a price. Do you pay not to reject it? He give us many opportunities to learn how to love each other. And it won't be hard for when one come a book a bear to make you hate them and you say you love them. I ain't hear nobody. It'll do it. So I said to the Lord, "I thought I had some love." Because you a giver, that don't make you got love. You invite people in your house and invite them to a brunch or whatever you're having. That ain't love. You just might want to show off sometime. But a real love is you learn from going through something. He'll send people to you. He said to me, he sent me to this woman who could not read nor write. And she knew I was all bougie up. You can be bougie up and ain't got a penny in your pocket. But she showed me love. She asked me to go out to eat with her and I ain't had no money. I said I wouldn't eat over there where them flies at for nothing. Didn't say nothing to me. Came one day, I'm on Hart Street. Say, "You want to go out today?" I couldn't say yes fast enough. But she waited there with that love for old messed up me. Sometimes we don't know people messed up. And he want to help you as well as you helping them. And every now and then she would put $25 or $30 in my pocket. You know I needed it. I'm driving a Cadillac I can't afford just like some of us. And it ain't run on water because I fill that sucker up with water. When we walking and running on pride, we can't get this love for each other because we think we're exempt. "Oh, Miss Watermelon run her mouth all the time." Well, won't you pray for her? And that'll kick in that love for her. For you know it, she done sell her tail down. She might have a mind problem clicked on and she ain't got over it. And you in such a great place. You can love her and pray for her. But we want to pray tell God for our family. "Lord, bless my children. I know they on crack, but I know you're going to get them all." What about somebody else's child on crack? Learn how to love them, and he'll automatically kick yours in. We love people who are dear and close to our heart. This ain't what he said up in here. He said love for each other, brother love. We ain't got it. That's why we ain't made it nowhere in the church world. Let somebody get up there and try to get your place. You sit home and plot you a plan to get them out of your place. I'm talking about the big church where they don't stamp position on them. They walk around with it on the forehead. Amen. That's my chair. Get up out of it. That's my lane for my family. I don't know if they coming, but we're going to keep it open. We get down like that. Waiting. Remember I said Foxy Brown. Foxy Brown ain't nothing but old crook, which is the devil. He'll crook you up in a minute. Then you want to get close like it's love. I just want to mess with your spirit, man. It ain't love. Oh, it's in the house. It's in the house. There are people say women can't get along. I represent they can. Because first of all, you're going to have to know you're a woman. And don't be intimidated or jealous of now another woman. If she got fake long hair, you can't buy you none, well, pray for her. They might give you that she got on her head. And you won't be too uppity to wear it. Can I get a witness? You got to know who you are. And don't be intimidated by who somebody else say they are. He done put this love up in here, and I'm going to love you whether y'all like it or not. What the lady did for me. She deposited into me. Because she know I was messed up. If you ain't been messed up, you can't identify somebody else messed up. Amen. While we can't identify some of us still messed up and don't want to get straightened up. Amen. But Paul was a bad boy in his own right. He looking for those who will be a witness for Christ. I don't care where you've been and what you've done, I'm going to straighten it up. So he can use me for his kingdom. Amen. Everybody walk around with towel on the name, that ain't enough. Amen. I need to get Jesus on the inside and it'll be enough. Because there's some people do some low-down dirty things to you. But if you don't get Jesus, you won't get away from me, you nasty buzzard. Somebody, I hope buzzard is wait till you die. But they keep on pecking you till you die. Amen. That's what a nasty spirit will do. But I want to come in relationship with you. That live by live, you teaching me how to love that nasty spirit, what somebody have not identified, they operating out of. Just nasty, you don't know why. If I ask three people why you don't like that person, you can't tell why because you don't know why. That's a spirit got you in bondage. And if you ain't careful, you're going to go to hell with your self-righteous tail. Then you get a few more people to come in agreement with you. And all of them hating the same person for what? For what reason? Because you're a lunatic in yourself. And we want people to come in agreement with me. If it ain't the word of God, don't agree with me. Tell me the truth. I'm nasty, ugly, and cross-eyed. I hope mine's ain't crossed, but in case they do get crossed, tell me. I ain't hear nobody. I want somebody to line up with him that they can put up with me. Do you think our sister pastor job is an easy job? Pastor, I act like she ain't laying eggs. Get this, get that. I look at her, she's don't mess me. But it ain't an easy job. But when you make up your mind, I'm going to do my best at this job. See, God will call you before you know it. Amen. He'll call you into a place. Amen. And you don't even know that he has empowered you to come to this place. Get off your hater clothes. Because haters don't end up being nothing but a hater. Amen. We walk around what God can't do. He can do anything but fail. We just ain't got there. But when we make up our mind, he'll send personnel to you. And since we think we deeper and no more than personnel, just go to Moses. Everything he's presented to that old nasty Pharaoh, he rejected it. We got some people at Pharaoh's now because they reject the move of God. They come in his house. That ain't a God. You better be very careful who you say it ain't because he'll make you a lie it is. Since you put your mouth on me, I'm going to put my hands on you. I bless him today. We so jacked up in religious and tradition, can't even bend, can't even say hallelujah. Amen. And saints definitely can't praise his name. How can we be a witness for Christ if we don't get to know his power and authority? Everybody want a leading role. The leading role is you want him to save you. And that'll lead you to his salvation. It's free, and you ain't worked good enough, and you ain't smart enough. But he requiring us to come to his holy place, amen, where everything you need is in him. But we won't tell him the truth. We are in denial, reason, and excuse. We reason why I don't like Sister Watermelon. Tell me why you don't like her. Tell me the reason you got an art against her. Tell me. If you done told him, you can tell somebody else. But we can't do that because we don't know. There's a spirit got you jacked up and in bondage. You love some people that ain't love of him. He said you must love one another as I love you. Some of us ain't lovable, but he still loves us anyway. I don't know no greater love than he'll reach out to you and I. We practicing lying and going through the motion. And that still ain't letting him in. And so I began to say, what is it? He want to cleanse us from the impurities. Why do you think he's calling in this hour? The church world is messed up. I say the church world is messed up on unbelief. It is a schism. Because somebody will say, I'm going to take my treasure with me, and the devil is a liar. But God is greater. Keep on cleansing me from the impurity that I don't know nothing about. You say one thing and you'll do another thing. You don't really got it in order. Just go, I'm going to leave him. When you see him again, you stuck up under, you a liar. You don't have to just keep your mouth closed. And keep on activating stupidity till God come in and make you better. Amen. Well, I changed my mind. Well, don't keep changing your old. Go to him. Amen. So he can fix your mind. Yeah. God bless him today. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, he's holiness is the way we should want to live. Amen. That self-righteous will keep you from living. I ain't hear nobody. When you make up your mind, I want this Jesus to come in, then you have a battle with your own self. Amen. It's going to take you back to what mama and them got, cousin them got. Amen. They go to church and they got all these things, me too. Amen. That ain't enough. Amen. Run and tell somebody Pastor Grant said. It ain't enough because you ain't seeing what you need to see. Amen. We can't see nothing when we believe you got to see it. That's what's wrong with the church world now. We got to see the big building. Well, who said the building going to take you up out of here and release you up into heaven? Amen. We got to see the crowd. And I'm waiting my turn. I've been waiting 11 years to get to be the next musician in line. But at the big church, you don't hop your tail up there. I don't see you here. You ain't coming. I ain't hear nobody. I ain't got to get no amen. Amen wall, because the truth, we want to downsize it. We want to position you here when you want to. I don't think God worked like that. I'm just checking in with me. He require you to line up where I can trust you. Don't worry about who you don't like and you think you all of that. It'll get you in trouble with him. He sent me to blind people and people can't read. So I was messed up. I'm glad y'all real smart. He said, I want you to know I'm God and I'm going to prove to you that I am. Amen. Now what you want to do? I done got you off death row. Got you tossed out of one house, but you're in another one. You're still driving the car that you're catching hell with. I'm still providing for you. What else do you need? Amen. You need to line it up and make up your mind what you're going to do. Amen. I'm sick and tired of them. What about yourself? If we get sick and tired of being tired, we won't worry about who else we're sick and tired of. Amen. I'm sick and tired of not believing that you are greater than where I am. You want to cleanse me, but I'm rejecting you cleansing me because I'm looking at somebody else. Cleanse them, Lord. I'm straight. We straighten ourselves. You get up in the morning and look in the mirror, I'm straight. Some people say I'm cute. The mirror's just telling you what you say. But I want him to fix me. That's a continual route. You come in contact with some people, they'll make you go back to square one. I ain't hearing nobody. Because they'll dig up in your skin till they make a soul. But I say he's the healer. I keep on saying you are my healer. And you're healing me from all matters of disease. And can I get somebody in the house? We can walk around hating people and justify why we hate them. I'm going to use the term hate because it's in the operation. I heard the Lord say to me, I will not allow you to go down hate lane again. I said, yes, I hear you, Lord. Please forgive me for being activated over there so I can be a product of over there. You have done too much for me. You brought me off the bed of affliction when I had my finger pointed at everybody. And I needed to look at my own self. Okay, Jesus, please forgive me. I know that I've been in a little struggle, but I want my eyes to stay on you. Look what you brought me out of, and look how you have shown me. I want to be aware of what I hang around with. I want to be aware of what implemented in my spirit. Oh, Jesus, wasn't nobody there when you came and rescued me. Oh, rescue me again for my soul, because I don't want my soul to be lost in hell. Look where you brought me from, down on Skid Row Street. Skid Row Street, anybody can go down there. It would be you because you down there. But oh, Jesus, you show me you're a healer. You show me you'll take it out. You show me you can cleanse me. You allow me to not sweat down, trying to work around how I'm going to get somebody back. You show me that you are a burden bearer. You show me when my load is too heavy. Oh, come to you. You'll fix me again and again. Because you're looking for representative. You can't be one in yourself. You can't be one in denial. Because you ain't helping yourself. And you can't help nobody else. Can I get somebody? Oh, Jesus. I want to take heed to what you've already done. I can't tell nobody you're a healer if I don't want you to heal me. I can't tell nobody to wait on it when I got an ancient spirit in me. I ain't hear nobody in the house. I can't tell nobody to fake love when I don't know real love. But I found out what real love is. You there for me. You're there for others. When we messed up and jacked up and don't want to do no better. Thank you now. You're teaching me what love is so I can go reach somebody else who don't know nothing about it either. I bless you today. I give you praise. Oh, Jesus, come and rescue me. Come on and set me free. My. I ain't hear nobody. The Lord told Moses, lay your hand on Joshua and declare, I ain't hear nobody. We got folks, God will speak a right now word because they ain't nobody and they think they somebody. They reject the word. But I believe that God give us opportunity, not because we so smart, but an opportunity to know that I am God. I can come in any form that I so desire. It left up to you to believe that I can. I come. I hear him say, we got folks that ain't willing. And if you ain't willing, you won't receive what he has for you. Keep on faking it. You already think you done made it, but the enemy will allow you to be dropped down from making it. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? If you can say, point your finger at me, because you exempt from me, but he ain't nobody to play up with. And my God, when we're faking it, that's a bad transition. You'll be forced to make it because you've been playing with me, which is the Holy Spirit. I come in to empower you, but don't think you power in yourself. Don't quote no scripture to me because I'm the scripture. Lord, you say it. What you doing? But quoting him scripture. Oh, we get down over there and fall out a time or two. But when you get up, you still got the same problem. Amen. You need the healer to come and heal me. Deliver me from my own self. Oh, my God, I ain't hear nobody. But when we know that we know, we despise what the word of God is saying. Some people cut you off because you ain't smart and you don't get down like me. Who? That's your mess up. And that's your hindrance from getting screened up. How you hear me? When you get low down and you're slobbing like a dog, I grant you one thing. You don't want to keep slobbing too long. That means you want God to come up and hurry up and rescue you where you can be a dog again. Mm-hmm. He'll let you be if you play with him like that. Because we done forgot what he done did. Oh, some of us had some tests and they wasn't good. But the healer came in and turned the test around. Can I get by three people? You thought you had the ninja and you're so cute, huh? But oh, the healer say, I'm going to give you another chance. Can I get a witness? Oh, I bless his name. Your mind at them plays skippy. And you up there trying to act like it ain't gone away. But I'm going to give it back to you. Well, you can use it for my glory. Can I get by three people? Say, for your glory. For your glory. I will. Said, fix me. I know if I don't believe it and I don't mean it, the adversary will come back and do the same thing to me. But I got a feeling on the inside of me that when you mean that you mean that God, only you can come in and fix this old stony heart and this old finger parting spirit. And I'm on a high and a flight in myself. Oh, healer, will you heal me? Will you deliver me so I can be a witness? You can't be one when you all covered up in your pride. And you got don't want nobody to know what he brought you out of. That's you and your junk itself. But I ain't ashamed of where he brought me from. I say I stand flat-footed. It really don't matter what you think of me. Because I'm so glad they didn't have the posse party there to say whether I can be blessed, whether I can be healed, or whether you will cast my sin in the sea of forgiveness and let me forgive it. Let me know that you are a cleanser. You are my fixer. Oh, I praise you. I'm just talking about me. Because every now and then, the enemy come and say, you ain't got it like that. You're still catching hell. But I invited the healer on the inside of me. Every round, he take me higher over in him. High in him, that means I can praise him and say thank you. Oh, healer, keep on healing me. Keep on delivering me from my own self. I bless your name. I give you praise. Because I ain't doing what I used to do. But there's room for you to make me better. I bless your name today. Oh, healer. Now hear my cry. Hear my cry for my soul of concern. About my soul today. Fix me. I know only you can fix me. Fix my mind. And fix my heart. Don't allow me to come up out of there. Out of my own self. Cause self will reject the word that you release. Oh, Jesus. On my only way. Oh, I need you. Anybody gonna have some hurt? On this morning, but I dare you to praise him like it didn't come to you. Oh, healer, my spirit got sad, but I praise you. Oh, thank you. Anybody want to say thank you? Because you're the great I am. See, he positioned people in this hour because the enemy think he don't want. He taking some of these heroes out. and they're taking them to the grave. And ain't nothing the members can do about it. And ain't nothing they can do about it. Go run and tell somebody that I said it, because it is true anyhow. He said, no man will take my glory. You better be careful, huh? I ain't hear nobody. I bless his name. I'm just a vessel, huh, that if he want to use, and to be crazy for him, you don't have to tire me, because tires ain't going to take me in the kingdom. I bless your name. Matter of fact, you don't even have to believe me. I want to believe that his word, if I hear it in him, my God, it'll save me from my own self. I bless him today. My. Lady with you with the lavender on, will you come to me? Oh, heal her. My. Oh, heal her. My, heal her. I bless your name. I give you praise. I know. He sent you here today. My. That's a move of God. It's taking place for all you've been through. Huh? Can you hear me today? I'm going to just be saying, heal all the brokenness from down through the years. I'm leaning on you. I'm depending on you. And I read in your word, you're not a failure. Oh, heal her. Oh, Shabbadiosi. That's anointing you travel with, my sister. That move you to another level. I bless your name. You have been in certain situations, but God has been there all the time. I want you to pick up your feet. Shabaniasi, Imanidiosi, Kobaniasa, Idodoboniasi, Ishabaya, Mama Kosaya, Ibakoniasa, Edidiasi. I hear him say, lay my hands in your belly, because the healer is on the scene. My God. See, Moses heard the Lord said, lay your hands on Joshua. And demand, and what it said, deposit, and say, so you do what the Lord has told you to do. You just keep obeying God. Don't worry about the people. I was watching you up under the anointing and the power of the Most High God. It should not be smothering, it should be an open air. Oh, healer. Somebody praying with me. Oh, healer. I believe. Shabani Diosi. Mama Diosi. I bless your name today. Pastor, will you give me my oil? Will you drop three oil, drops of oil in the head? Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Can I get a witness? Shabani Diosi. I bless your name today. Anybody praying with me? Somebody think that this is play. Don't play with your soul, because you done gave us opportunity to be made whole. Can I get a witness? You are going to be able.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.